Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Well, it's a new year. It's 2018, and you thought things would change. No, it's still the same. Rod's out on the freeway somewhere. He's racing to get here. In the meantime, this is your trusty sidekick and radio announcer, Paul Roberts, welcoming you to the third season of The Rad Life. And we're here to kick it off. We thought we'd do something much broader today here. Like we get so narrow, we go down the rabbit hole and we talk about these niche topics. We've had people in here, Casey Kasem's daughter, talking about elder abuse and all she went through trying to fight to get access to her late famous father in the final years as his current wife fought with the old wife and everybody was hiding the body and nobody could find where Casey Kasem is. We've had all sorts of very niche topics like that. Today we're going to do something much broader. We've got an umbrella organization here, the Neurological Support Group, which is part of, I'll let them explain better, but I think it's part of the Community Civic Association of Laguna Woods Village. And they're here to talk about how they help provide brain health and wellness under the umbrella. All these organizations that fall into it, MS, epilepsy, dementia, Tourette syndrome. Well, we've never had anybody talk about that one. I don't know if we can on the air. They start swearing inexcusably. Parkinson's. My mother suffered from Alzheimer's, all the others. All that and more they're here to talk about. And while I've been vamping, the man himself made it in here. Rod Gontos is slipping and sliding his way in here. So let's go around the table. Slipping and sliding.
I don't even need the headset on.
So I said, I thought things would change, but it's 2018. It's the same old stuff.
Hey, I'm consistent.
So while Rod's getting mic'd up, let's go around the room. Start with, is it Lisa in the back? What was Lisa? Let's start with Lisa. Let's get her mic up here. That would help, too.
Okay.
Let's get Lisa to introduce herself and the organization and her co-conspirator today here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on OC Talk Radio. Hi, Rad.
Nice. Hi, Lisa.
To meet you. My name is Lisa Colavita, and I'm a part of the CCA, and we have created a brain health and wellness.
What is the
CCA? We don't use acronyms around here.
So Community Civic Association was started a long time ago by a dear friend, Denny Welsh, in Laguna Woods Village. Mm-hmm. And it was created to serve the community, both by providing educational seminars, informational gathering support groups, things like that. So,
because obviously Laguna Woods here in Orange County, for those outside, is where most of the retirement people live. It was the retirement part of Orange County for a long time when it was Leisure World. Now it's Laguna Woods Village, right?
So that's right.
Rebranded, basically, right?
That's right. Yeah. Laguna Woods Village is a really large senior population there. So we had Denny and myself had decided we had something in common, which was we both shared a love for community, and we also shared a love to support the those that have neurological disorders, which is really brain disorders.
Right. But you don't look like you're one of the retired senior citizens in that community. For those looking at
no,
YouTube,
but you do.
Well, that's why I'm not on camera.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Well, I'm hoping not to, and I think the reason that Denny and I connected was because we both shared many families that have many of these disorders.
Right.
And that's where Dr. Trin came in.
So tell your story just real quickly, because we were chatting offline. My mother had Parkinson's, which ruined the end of her life. And really, it didn't kill her, but she got so weak that she died of anything because of years and years of Parkinson's. You said your mother had the same thing.
Yes. My uncle died of complications from MS, my mother from Parkinson's. My dear friend from epilepsy, and the list goes on. And, of course, many of my clients with Memorial Home Health have Alzheimer's.
So not to put you on the spot, Lisa, in this way, but we keep talking about this not being something that is a seniors or an elderly-only issue, right?
Affects everybody, one way or another.
And I remember a gentleman by name of Ryan that actually set up something called Inside Elder Care. because he experienced a situation like that. He was a later child, and he experienced a situation like that with his mother, and he was quite young. And that information wasn't around. And we were talking about like maybe 8 or 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So he took his technology background, basically started putting, I think he was basically venting or getting therapeutic, you know, kind of support by putting stuff out on the internet and people finding it. But he was so frustrated that there was no layman information. It
That's
was
right.
very medical. It was very clinical, but there mm-hmm. was no layman information. So that to the point, to your point about the need for this sort of informational educational component.
Exactly.
So what I, the putting you on the spot is, how old were you roughly? I'm not going to.
That's okay.
Hey, the first
how
show.
How old were you going to ask women how old,
go right
how old
in
she is?
Right.
I'm like, you know, this is the kind of show it's going to be in 2018. No holds barred. Right?
But you're going to get bonked in the brain here today.
You know what? You're old school. You don't have to ask. Okay. I have an equal opportunity asking.
Okay.
But what I want to make the point is, like, how old were you when you encountered this? When at that point you had already had, with it through your family experience, encountered this?
What stage
first,
of your life did this come to?
Yes, experience.
Right. Well, personally, I myself have had a neurological condition, and it started in my teens. And it was, there was a huge stigma around it. So it was kept on the down low. You weren't talk about it. And it was genetic, and it is epilepsy.
Oh.
So that's something, and both Denny and I had that. Now, Denny was in her late 70s. So that's just what brought us together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat and talked about, gee, have you ever had been a part of a community support group?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, none that's based on epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what about Parkinson's or MS or Alzheimer's? And each one of these support groups is so valuable to the community because it's there that you can go and share your personal struggles.
Right.
You think you're getting everything you need at the doctor. You get your prescription, you get your, but there's, you cannot possibly get all the support that you need as far as information, education, and.
Well, the way our medical system is, right, and you guys weigh in on this, is it's not really geared towards taking your time and providing the support. It's an in-out. You
right.
know,
5 minutes.
Low cost, maximum impact.
That's right.
You know, and it's a system that's overloaded. I mean, to be fair, it's overloaded, overwhelmed, underfunded. Yes, I understand the prices are ridiculous, but given the population that it needs to support, we struggle with that all the time. I mm-hmm. think every institution basically struggles with that. So to find a support system that actually would give you the ability to go through the process yourself, and everybody is different. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And getting that support, being open to receiving it, all of those components that factor in, but also to be very specific to your condition.
Yes.
Because you guys just listed 3 or 4 things that are, in their own sense, yes, they may be neurological, but they're very different.
They are.
So if you're sitting in a room full of people that have Parkinson's, but that's not what you're there for, mm-hmm. there's not really the support group maybe that you need to be in. Unfortunately, because there aren't. At that point, at some point, there weren't the nuances, differences in terms of support.
Right.
You kind of went to, you need to find the support where you could find it, whatever you could find it, whether it was a perfect fit or not.
And this neurological support group of which she's here representing,
yes.
under the umbrella that they handed, the leaflet they handed me, I count over a dozen different support groups, including some, I don't even know what TBI is or Lewy body is.
Well, I'll leave that for doctor, but that's traumatic brain injury and Lewy body. So exactly what you were saying is that we found that there was these individual,
right.
finally in the last couple of years, there have been these individual niche groups that they call them. So you could find a Parkinson's group. There's 27 support groups in Orange County for Parkinson's.
Right.
But
well, some of the bigger name, you know,
diseases,
diseases get a lot more
Alzheimer's,
exposure,
Parkinson's,
but, you know, Lewy body. I mean, you know, a few years ago, it was like, what's that?
I never heard of it.
And it was really funny because you were hearing the what is that
mm-hmm.
at places where you would think that information would be known, but it was not really common
mm-hmm.
or even spoken about.
And at the Parkinson's groups that I've gone to, I'll have several people come and say, hey, do you know what Lewy body is?
Yeah.
And that's where they're getting this information. They're mm-hmm. learning a lot from, well, I do know and I have it and mm-hmm. here's what I do. Mm-hmm. Well, what medication works for mm-hmm. you? What works for you? And that's where there's this exchange and what side effects do you have? So it's
Bring in your partner here.
Yes, so, that's really important.
Introduce.
Can I introduce?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm so proud to introduce Dr. Trinh. He is been such a delight. He is our star of our show. He does all of our
He's speaking. The star of the show today? He doesn't know the Rod's the star of the show today.
No. The spotlight is on the Rad guest, light. Not on the host.
So Dr. Trinh is the medical director for Irvine Clinical Research, and he's going to talk a little bit about that because clinical research is very important, as well as he's going to talk about he is on Alzheimer's Orange County Board. And he is a co-founder of our neurological support group, Brain Health and Wellness, and talks a lot about brain health.
So let's do this.
So let's introduce him.
Let's do this.
Welcome,
Dr. Trinh. Let's do this. Okay, let's give people the websites so they can kind of follow and look at while we're having this conversation. So what websites do we want people to be looking at?
Number one is Healthy Brain Club.
Healthy Brain Club.
HealthyBrainClub.com.
Yes,
never heard of it. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we'll get there. All right. And then what about the Irvine Clinical?
Irvine Clinical.
We got to get him to speak up.
Irvine Clinical Research?
He's too modest. We got to get him to speak up.
IrvineClinical.com, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get to that.
Yeah, we'll double check that for everybody. But please go ahead and check these things because if you have questions from either what we're talking about or the I mean, I know I'm wasting my breath because every time I say if you have questions call us, nobody calls, right?
Right.
But we
they
do
really don't.
But we are also feeding live. I don't know if Paul has mentioned this, but we also have okay, so it's IrvineClinical.com. Dr. Trinh was correct.
Yes.
You pass. You know, if anybody is listening to us on octalkradio.net, you also can watch us if you want to, right? We promise we're all dressed. We're all decent, right? on OC Talk Radio's Facebook.
And I'm the
page.
Old guy. I'm off camera.
Yeah, he's off camera because he's not allowed on camera, right? maybe we'll change the policy this year. I don't know. If he breaks down and actually forks over money for three cameras, then he can be on camera.
I don't want to be.
Right now we're on like a string operation.
That's right.
But you can also watch us. And you can write in, and Paul does a great job monitoring all this stuff. You can either tweet to us, or you can write a message on the live feed on Facebook, on the OC Talk Radio Facebook page. It's also feeding live on OC Talk Radio's YouTube station.
And Periscope. We're trying Periscope.
And he's trying Periscope. So who knows what he's doing up there.
So
how do people get hold of us on Twitter, Paul?
OC Talk Radio, hashtag
OC Talk Radio. And then, again, are you monitoring Facebook at all? Okay, so if you have any questions, I know we ask people to call. Nobody calls, but all of you guys are on Facebook, and you're like, you know what?
Well,
this makes me think about this, and I'm typing that in, and so forth and so on. So, you know, whatever
people
it is,
will
just
tweet today, they won't pick up the phone or call.
This is a great opportunity for you guys to get firsthand feedback from these experts, right? Relevant to something that you're facing or something you're confused about or whatever. So don't miss out on this opportunity because, yes, we have the podcast later, but this is an opportunity for you to actually get the answers right here.
And if they do want to call.
And people are dealing with this on a daily basis.
We will take phone calls at 949-330-7761. 949-330-7761. Operators standing by.
So go ahead and prove Paul correct and right by giving you the number and prove me wrong by the fact that you'll never call. By calling us. All right. At that number again?
949-330-7761. It is weird. We know people are watching right now on Facebook. We can see the live feeds going and Twitter and streaming everything. To get people to pick up the phone today is almost impossible. They'll tweet like crazy and text and stuff.
2018 resolution, New Year's resolution. Everybody who's
call somebody.
Okay, we've been on the air for 3 years. Okay, we've gotten maybe 3 calls. Right? So let's break that record today. Right? Let's go for 4 for this year. Yeah. Okay, but clinical trials are very important, and we're going to talk about that. And I was fascinated. We had some people over last year that we were talking about clinical trials. Mm-hmm. We were talking specifically, I think it was about Alzheimer's. And the fact that there were clinical trials available and that they were actually having a hard time filling those trials. And it was fascinating to me, like,
people.
Given the nature of Alzheimer's and how, I mean, like, you can't go a day without something hitting either my mail, you know, or news or something regarding aging or Alzheimer's or dementia or some form of neurological, you know, disease that's happening. And yet these guys were telling me that it's not for the lack of trying, but they can't fill these trials.
Mm-hmm.
And so it blew my mind. I mean,
that's interesting. Yeah, we have quite a bit of folks at our door.
Okay, that's great. I mean, it's great to hear.
Observation, though? And Lisa and I were talking about this before. One of the things my mother, as we've talked about on the show, this is my personal therapy. I get to talk about, vent about my late mom and late dad.
Okay, go. You have 30 seconds.
All right.
Okay.
One of the things that made it very difficult for all of us and for her was the I'll just call it shame, embarrassment. That's really what it was. Yeah. She didn't want to acknowledge it, admit it, or be seen with it, to the point where she wouldn't see her own family the final 10 years of her life. No, I don't want anybody seeing me like this. Who couldn't go anywhere, couldn't talk about it, couldn't deal with it. My mother's deteriorating, and she was so embarrassed. I'm going to get choked up thinking of it. She was so embarrassed about it. I can imagine there are many people, you say, why don't they want to come forward? I don't want to think I got Alzheimer's. I don't want to admit I got to Parkinson's. I don't want to deal with
so
all this.
So let's start there. Okay, let's start there, because you're saying people are knocking on your doors.
Let me tell you what's going on with Alzheimer's in Orange County. I've taken care of patients for about 17 years through Memorial Care and prior to that, Bristol Park. And most of my patients are seniors from Laguna Woods. And what we see is that by the time a patient comes to me to complain about memory loss, by the time a patient gets diagnosed with Alzheimer's, they are typically in the moderate stage of this disease.
Yeah. It's not an early diagnosis. And,
and at the moderate stage, there are less options for treatment. There's less options to discuss about prevention and things of that sort. So what happens is we miss the entire mild stage of Alzheimer's. And the mild stage can last from 2 years to 10 years.
Why is that, doctor? Is it that we are not, you know, sort of similar to other stuff like that early diagnosis for cancer, for example, right? Or awareness, enhanced awareness of the fact that there may be a, you know, a genetic or a family history or something. You know, is it one of those cases where we're just not aware of what to look for? Is it that it's one of those diseases where you just, you know, like Paul was saying, it's a shame thing. I don't want to admit.
Denial.
So between 2 to 10 years when these symptoms are mild, when you have mild memory loss, what do we blame it on?
Getting older.
Exactly. We blame it on just getting older. We're like, of course I'm forgetful. I'm getting older.
That's like it's normal.
Like it's normal. We think it's normal when in reality it is not normal.
We do a bad joke on the air here, and I'll share it again. Probably inappropriate, but I always say I don't have Alzheimer's. I just have sometimers. You know, it's just me losing it sometimes here. And we've had Jim McAleer in here numerous times from head of the Alzheimer's Foundation here. Great organization.
Yes.
Great work you guys do. And if I remember the statistic correctly, this was a while ago, something like because of our prolonged longevity, we're going to live longer than we ever have. Like 80% of people are going to exhibit some high number of people are going to.
In Orange County currently, Alzheimer's is the third leading cause of death.
Wow.
Number one is heart attacks. Mm-hmm. Number two is cancer. Mm-hmm. Number three is Alzheimer's. And we are missing it.
And what percentage of us in our life, assuming we live a full life, 80s and 90s and maybe even beyond, are going to experience some sort of memory loss, Alzheimer's, symptoms of
Starting at the age of 65, if you
You said the right number. Thank you.
Because you're younger.
I'm younger.
Awesome.
It's not too late for you.
By the way, you look 40.
This guy can come back.
But
speaking of denial.
Starting at the age of 65, every 5 to 10 years after that, the risk doubles for Alzheimer's.
And what percentage of people will, over the course of their lifetime, develop some sort of dementia?
It was like 75 to 80%.
Some huge number.
Right. If you're in your 80s, probably about, I would say 40% are exhibiting some symptoms suggestive of it, of dementia and things of that sort.
And you get into your 90s?
And you know, the thing is, there are people who live in other countries who are as old as Americans without this disease.
Mm-hmm. Really? This isn't just, it doesn't go hand in hand with old age.
It doesn't go hand in hand.
Repeat what you said, doctor. Yeah. It is not normal.
It is not normal. You take folks, let's say in Japan, folks in India, you know, they live to their 80s, their 90s, and Alzheimer's is not on their list of diagnosis on the top three or four.
Different diets, different...
Exactly. And this is actually what I do. I'm kind of like a public speaker, I guess. I go in the community, and this is where I connect medicine to the layman.
Absolutely.
And I and I think we're starting a Dr. Iggy show.
Yes, we are. Yes, that, we are.
Jim Mackler said something I never forgot because, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's tend to run in my family. He said that there's no proof of this, but there are some diets that may affect it. And one of the things that stuck in my mind was cinnamon. The cinnamon actually may be something. So I've been taking cinnamon
like
crazy.
It's like every bit of information, right? There's so much information out there that some of it is probably has been debunked. Some of it is not. I think there's such a desperation.
Yes.
That the minute you hear the word Alzheimer's, to your point, it's like shame, whatever. But the minute you hear the word Alzheimer's, the minute you hear Parkinson's, right? It's almost like a death sentence. Oh. It's like, oh, my God.
Epilepsy. Right?
Nobody's getting out alive. Right. We're all going to get hit by it. Epilepsy, right. You know, it's just, right? And you're hearing from doctor here, Trenton, that it's not normal. B, you can diagnose it earlier than we are.
Right.
Yes. Okay,
yes.
That requires a certain engagement, right? I mean, you got to kind of be part of the process.
And maybe we can prevent some of this from ever occurring.
And there are things that you can do that are dietary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't necessarily believe it 100%, but there was a book going around about a year or so ago called Brain Grain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Permuter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it spoke about plaque buildup, and it talked about, you know, impact on brain by certain food dietary habits and so have you. And yes, there are certain countries that may, you know, they may have high blood pressure.
We know for
a fact. But they're not exhibiting the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Mm.
We have clinical research that shows a certain type of diet will delay or reduce the risk of Alzheimer's.
What kind of diet would that be?
And I'll tell you right
now. It's not Big Macs, I'll bet.
And we know there are certain types of diets that increase your risk for Alzheimer's.
Mm.
It's the increase for the risk of Alzheimer's is called the American diet.
Yeah, right.
It is a pro-inflammatory diet that is, and there's five things listed that we know is not good for the brain.
Keep going.
Number one, red meat.
Mm.
Right?
So this is a new year. You guys, everybody listening has New Year's resolutions.
I grew up in the Midwest.
Put this on your list.
Okay. Red meat is...
Midwest is over, man.
Red meat
you've been
to
on the
base,
West Coast
baby,
for so long.
Right.
You've been on the West Coast for so long, and especially the way you vote, they won't let you back in the Midwest.
If they call in, we can give them a magnet. You can put it on your refrigerator with all this information.
Really?
So when you open your refrigerator,
it's staring in the face.
See, this is how hard we're trying to get you guys to call.
So,
you call, we'll give you a magnet.
We'll give you a magnet. Yeah, so
Let me give you the five things
that
are pro-inflammatory, not good for the brain.
Red meat.
Number one, red meat. Number two, butter, margarine.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Number three, and this is painful, cheese.
Okay. Yeah. All kinds?
All kinds.
Okay.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
My wife and I love to go out to dinner. Years ago, I owned a bar and a restaurant, and I wrote a restaurant column for the Riverside Press Enterprise. I'm really into food, and I'm always offended by the American cuisine, even fine dining, where they think, whatever it is, I'll make it better by putting cheese or butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, that doesn't. Why does cheese or butter? We're constantly ordering.
So how many times do you order your food without cheese and butter?
All the time, because my wife has developed an allergy, a very serious allergy.
So you just get an extra side of meat.
Yeah, and we have to go through.
But no cheese.
We'll look at the item, whatever it is fancy restaurant, and I'll have to start saying, does that have cheese or butter? And the first answer is, I don't know. And then they go back, and quite often they come and say, oh, yeah, when we mixed it, we did that has cheese and butter.
But that's interesting,
we do it all the time.
Finish the list.
Sure,
So you got red meat. You got butter and margarine.
Cheese.
You got cheese.
Number four, sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pastries.
The killer
sweets,
thing is poison.
And sugar's in everything. Look at any box that you buy.
Yeah, sugar's toxic for your brain.
Sugar, salt.
And what's number five?
Number five, processed foods such as fried foods or fast foods. The American diet.
The American diet.
It explains why Alzheimer's is the third leading cause of death in Orange County. You want to hear what's good for their diet now?
Yes,
brain health? Okay.
Ready.
Okay. You can go and Google.
Hopefully it's Irish beer.
Yeah. close.
A little wine is good for you.
Yeah.
A little wine is good for you, actually, right?
Red wine
is good for you, yeah.
Okay. Right. You can go to, actually, if you're on Facebook.
So you can drown your sorrows for not eating meat.
I have a lot of information published on Facebook.
Where?
On Facebook, just Google Healthy Brain Club.
Okay.
Healthy Brain Club.
Healthy Brain Club.
That's it.
On Facebook.
Facebook.
That's right. Or you can do healthybrainclub.com.
Right.
That'll take you to a website. But Got Healthy it. Brain Club on Facebook, click like on there. And I post on there on a regular basis any update regarding mm-hmm. brain health, mm-hmm. especially Alzheimer's prevention, new clinical studies, things of that sort. But on there...
No to red meat. And again, I'm repeating it because people are just ignoring me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Red meat, butter and margarine,
cheese,
processed foods, and
sugar.
Sugar, and I left it at the end on purpose because that thing is a friggin' killer.
I love sugar.
Sugar is a killer.
I love sugar.
Right? Right. Sweet tooth, no sweet tooth. Oh. That's a killer.
It is.
So that's a no-no, guys. So what is okay for brain food?
All right. Brain food. It is called the MIND diet. M-I-N-D diet. The MIND diet is a...
That's just a fancy name for bland, tasteless stuff
right.
here.
It is a combination of the Mediterranean diet, mm. which we heard about,
yeah.
and the DASH diet, which is kind of like a heart health diet.
Okay.
And so it's a diet that is basically... The bedrock of that diet is plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Veggies, fruits, nuts, berries, stuff that grows out of the ground with that.
Can I share something with you?
I'm holding it up. Look, I got some nuts.
I eat those nuts from Costco. I love it.
I'm trying to nosh more and more on this stuff, not on chips. I do have some chips, and I'm not that kind of stuff.
Right.
Almonds, yeah.
Why is there a double mac with cheese underneath?
No.
Okay, let me share something with you. I actually did a goal-oriented business goal-setting session with a gentleman by name. I'm going to give a shout out to Chuck Bauer, who's a business consultant out of Texas. He born and raised in Tustin, and then he made the foolish decision. I'm kidding, Chuck. To move to Texas because California is where it's at, Chuck. You need to be back. And he actually said, "Maybe I'll be back more often now." But he actually, it's interesting. He is a business coach, but and the session had everything, honestly, from hydration to Bikram yoga. To him, basically doing a dancer pose in a tie and a shirt, right? I mean, it was a bizarre, and it was like the day after Christmas or the 27th. It was 2 days after Christmas, so it was this surrealness in the holidays. Like you're actually seeing a guy in a tie, basically doing a dancer pose. But I'm not even going to try it right now. But he did say something that really resonated with me because he said he changes his dietary habit. He changed, he does Bikram about 3 times a week.
Right.
He hydrates. We ordered him, and I give a shout out to a client of mine, Juice It Up. Frank Easterbrook and the crew out there, it's a company in Orange County. They actually reached out and got 2 green drinks specifically custom with what he wanted in them for him for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
While we were all basically eating rice and Mexican food, that had been catered in. He's having these 2 green drinks and a lot of water all day long. And, energy level, all this stuff. But he said something and I don't know that a lot of people heard it, but I was like, I couldn't avoid the reality of what he said,
mm-hmm.
which is, he says, what is the toughest, strongest animal in the animal kingdom?
Pick.
Lion?
Cockroach?
Cockroach.
A gorilla.
A gorilla, okay.
A gorilla eats what?
Oh, leaves.
Veggies.
Celery and plant material.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. Giant gorilla.
So, I understand what you just said to me, and I cannot argue that. And yet I cannot see myself seeing a gorilla eating a Big Mac or a piece of meat. It's a herbivore, and he's basically eating celery. He's eating plant material, and that's the strongest, leanest animal in the animal kingdom. Okay, and granted, it's not the ocean. Don't call me and start telling me, it's not a great white or whatever, please. Okay, you know what I'm saying, right? And he's not eating meat.
Mm.
So what you're talking about, people go, it's like, Paul, come on, I'm from the Midwest, human beings are not supposed to, I'm not a rabbit, I'm not going to basically graze.
We're carnivores.
In the Midwest, we have the cattle graze, we don't graze, right?
But what's in that green, now here's the thing, and Dr. Tran can elaborate on this, but what's in those leaves? What's in the green leaves?
Right.
Anti-inflammatory, right?
Anti-inflammatory properties, antioxidants.
Right.
Stuff to take
because,
away
because of the biotics, healthy eating, healthy intestines.
Because the inflammation of the blood vessels, is that what we're talking
the
about?
The inflammation
of what?
When we think of inflammation, we think of maybe having an infection, a fever, things of that sort. And inflammation is a natural part of a body's response to foreign, invasion.
Tries to flush it out.
But inflammation, when it is chronic, long term turns in on itself, and it damages the body and the brain. It doesn't stop at the neck, right?
And so that, it doesn't just hurt your heart or your liver or whatever.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Inflammation is, so for example, inflammation of the skin. Inflammation of skin is basically dermatitis, rosacea, things of that sort. Inflammation of the lungs is allergic asthma. Right? Inflammation of the gut is inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease.
We've had people talk about all those Crohn's disease and others come in here.
That's right.
Well, what is inflammation? You know, do you have good bacteria? Do you have bad bacteria?
It's all connected.
Is your system really running lean? It's like putting bad gasoline in your car. It's like putting diesel in a car that's supposed to be
clogs the pipes, right?
Right, exactly.
So you know, I mean, I do a lot of spa work, right? And do spas and wellness centers and stuff like that. Hydration, just hydration on its own, right?
Yes.
Just hydration, the quality of your skin. It's like all the money that is spent on skin products, okay?
Yeah.
Buy more water.
And night creams and all this stuff. Just drink friggin' more water, right? Cleanse your system. Have your organs actually function correctly because they are clear. That, you know, you can tell your energy level is better, your processing is better, your mental capabilities are better. You know, you're not lethargic.
And can I?
And that's just water. We don't even drink enough water.
Can I give you a shout out and a testimonial here? So I grew up in the Midwest.
And, I mean, I'm not even talking about alkaline water and stuff. I'm just drink friggin'
just water.
Yeah.
Grew up in the Midwest. Red meat, meat and potatoes. I'm Irish. I grew up in the Midwest. Double whammy. That's all we ever had. And when I came to California...
It's a surprise you're walking around.
It is. Right. And when I came to California, the woman I end up with is a vegetarian. She does all the cooking in the house.
I'm not
a vegetarian, but when your cook is, it's kind of like the same thing, because that's all I eat was whatever she cooked. And so a couple of years ago,
That's just lazy.
A couple of years ago, my buddies back from the Midwest were razzing me, and we were someplace, and they said, "You got to get a steak. Come on." I said, "Yeah, you're right. I'm a man. I'm going to have a steak, you know?" And I hadn't had a steak in probably, I don't know, 10 years. Seriously. And so we all bunch of buddies, and we're getting around. We're drinking scotch. We have a big steak. It tasted fantastic until the next morning. I don't want to be too graphic, but it was like trying to give birth to a baby. I could not pass that thing through my system here. And that was what my wife...
On that note, this part of the show is brought to you by Kirkland Purified Water.
Purified Water.
And my wife laughed, and she said, "I've been telling you for years, your body is not really meant to break this stuff down and absorb it. As much as we have canine teeth and all this stuff here, we're not really designed to break this stuff down and eat it." And I said, "Boy, I living testimony to
and
that.
And boy, do we not just not... are not designed to do that. But it's like you don't just ask your system to do it once.
Oh.
Okay? You're doing it three times a week in some cases, maybe even more. It's like,
really,
fish? Yeah. What's that?
Right.
Right? White meat? What's that?
Vegetables. So we mostly...
So I want to go back, not because I have an ethnic bias to this, but I want to go back to the Mediterranean diet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that it's not all vegetable.
It's not all vegetable.
There's chicken. There's fish.
Meat. There's fish.
There's lamb, which you could argue is greasy and fatty, right? So when you say Mediterranean diet...
It is not a vegetarian diet.
So what about the Mediterranean diet is the positive? Because... I also know that
Rod grew up eating Lebanese food and Palestinian food.
There is fattiness, for example, in the lebna, which is dried yogurt.
There's
right?
good fat,
right?
There's bad fat.
So this is where I'm going to, Doctor. Let's talk about that. Break it down a little bit.
We need fat. We need fat. So when we talk about fat,
cut fat out of your diet completely is actually not healthy. You need good fat.
There is good fat.
Yeah.
Avocados give you good fat. Fish. Gives you good fat, right? Omega-3 fatty acids. Good for the brain. Strong antioxidants.
Olive oil?
Olive oil. Fish, right? Good fat.
Good olive oil.
Yes. Virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
With that.
Means what? They strained it?
Did my accent come out? Why are you looking at me?
No, but virgin olive... I really don't know what virgin olive oil is. Does that just mean they've strained it or they've done something?
It's a bunch of nuns in
basically. Right, it looks virginous.
That stomp on the grapes like Lucy did.
We don't know. Okay, right. We don't know. But there is good olive oil.
Mixed cultures there.
There's good olive oil. There is. But yeah, it's not a vegetarian diet.
Yeah.
Obviously, studies have shown that vegetarians live on average about 7 years longer than non-vegetarians.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Okay. But you know, this diet includes fish. This diet includes poultry.
Right. And my wife is a vegetarian, but she will eat fish, whatever that
right.
is.
So she's a pescatarian.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay.
She's a fish eater.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll eat fish and all
not
that.
A pest pescatarian.
Not a pest.
Pescatarian.
I didn't say that to you.
Since we're talking about brain health and wellness now, some of these things, these are considered superfoods, where there are certain superfoods that we discuss and it benefits the general public, but in particular, people that have neurologic disorders, brain-related disorders, they benefit tremendously.
Which is even more reason why you should be diagnosed early, know your family history, right?
Because and do these
you
foods
can actually
benefit?
Adjust your diet to help you prolong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do these
and when
foods...
I was doing, when there's a diagnosis, many times when you go to the doctor, they give you your medication, they give you treatments, but the thing they don't talk about is nutrition and
Never.
Things of that nature. So
well, no, because if you were healthy, you wouldn't come back. It's not a really
we
good.
Not
it's not a really good
way,
referral
though.
Or repeat
well,
business model
yeah,
there,
no,
Lisa.
No, that's true. But, well, you know, truly, they take this Hippocratic oath, and I really believe in our
Hippocratic.
Don't get me started on that one.
We have some great doctors. I really tell you.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
I have doctors in my family, so I'm not picking on doctors.
Let me tell you with my. Condition for in particular, they said to me, hey, you know, 15 years later, they said, oh, you know, here's some information on the ketogenic diet. You may want to look at that. Well, this changed my life. Mm-hmm. This was because carbs are sugars and they irritate the brain and this irritates the electrical activity. Mm-hmm. So this was something that
so why
I
did it
learned.
Take 15 years for them to tell you that.
That's a good question. But I got diagnosed very young, and that's because I knew my genetic history.
Right.
And so some
but
of
can
the
I ask the doctor
Parkinson's
a question?
Sure.
I got to get this in there. When you went to med school, obviously.
Before he forgets.
Yeah. How many courses did you take in nutrition to become a doctor?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I hear doctors say one or
yeah,
none.
Yeah, maybe one.
Yeah.
Maybe one, and it is a sad revelation.
Right. So she's saying that they don't tell you a dietary alternative.
Well, your point is that it's not a holistic approach.
They're not
right?
trained to be dieticians.
We are trained to treat disease.
To treat disease.
Right.
We are not trained to promote wellness.
Exactly. Or prevent disease.
Or prevent disease.
Bingo.
And this is why we need to be in the community.
Right.
To let the community know that you can decrease your risk for Alzheimer's.
So it's part
through lifestyle
it's
changes.
Part of it that I mean I hate to put it bluntly, but there's no money in it.
Well,
I said there's no training in it.
I disagree that there's no money in it because I think it's like everything else. I think you could argue that if there was no money in health, then there wouldn't be gyms. Right?
That's right.
And it's not everybody that just gets a membership and never uses it. There are people that go, and there is money in it. So it's just a matter of changing our mindset as a society and maybe a business model or a medical model that there is money in it. You just got to basically get your head out of the fact that you're prescribing stuff that is out of a bottle or a container and basically prescribing menu items and grocery lists.
That is evolving.
Right. Welcome to California.
Yeah,
this is another thing that I'm very proud about this state.
Our payment system used to be... And still, in the majority of the country, a system based on fee for service.
Right.
You get paid when you see the doctor. Doctor doesn't pay. You don't see the doctor. Doctor doesn't get paid.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We are evolving. We are now promoting health through a lot of changes. Just because we have to through Medicare changes. Just because mainly because we have to save money with that because Medicare is going broke.
Right.
You've got 10,000 people turning the age of 65 every day.
Right.
You got over 72 million people or 78 million people that are basically baby boomers. And then you got this little bridge generation that I am a part of that's called Xers. And then you got the incoming millennials and everybody's going to go through the same cycle.
Same cycle.
Right. And how are you going to fund a model that's based on spending money in order to treat disease.
That's right.
The whole system is going to collapse.
And when I was in college, I was taught that in Eastern medicine, you pay the doctor to keep you from getting sick. If you get sick,
you
failed.
Mean those countries that are actually poorer than us.
And are having...
Yes.
That have a different model that seems to work.
Exactly.
It boggles the mind, doesn't
Whereas
it?
Whereas we're paying you to pay for only when I need you.
That's correct. That's correct. But that, again, is evolving.
Right.
We are now paying physicians for doing preventive care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The quality Check-ups of their preventive
and,
care,
yeah, right.
For example, the number of colonoscopies, the number of mammograms mm-hmm. of your patients,
yeah.
Pap smears, mm-hmm. vaccinations. So we're promoting now, and that's a great thing. I'm proud of that. Part of this way our system is broken is that the average doctor in primary care has 7 minutes to see their patients.
Yes, exactly.
I really feel for those doctors, because it doesn't matter what you went through in education-wise. I think your heart's in the right place when you pursue a medical profession, regardless of what area of specialization. And to basically feel that you have only 7 minutes to basically give to that person seeking you out.
Who was the guy that came in here that now is promoting this new model, particularly for seniors, where we'll come to you and therefore we'll spend more time with you? Home visitations.
Well, and the model is changing because A, there's a cost factor, like the doctor was saying.
Right.
You know, you try to house all this stuff in a facility.
Mm.
Real estate price, cost of equipment, all of this stuff, the bureaucratic system of multi-layers of people.
Reporting.
All of this stuff that has grown and grown and grown from the days of when somebody actually came to your house and basically did a house visit, right? Mm-hmm. Now we've almost come a little bit full circle. We're out of necessity. We have to have a hybrid system.
Right.
It cannot all be this one model of you go to a hospital or to a medical center and everything is
taken care of. Deborah's trying to write messages, but they keep falling.
Definitely transition time. And there's a huge emphasis, I think, on readmission prevention.
Yes.
Fall prevention, like we had just talked
about.
Fall
prevention here.
And brain health and wellness, which is why we have these community groups gatherings. And the one thing I want to say before you guys will find this, I think a lot of people should know that we're going to be starting a Dr. Iggy show. Now, Dr. Trin also goes by Iggy. And he can tell you why.
Iggy.
So we're starting a Dr. Iggy show in Laguna Woods, and we'll
That's awesome.
Yeah, once a week. It will be on Channel 6 in Laguna Woods, and then we will have it a meeting quarterly where people can come to one of the large clubhouses and meet and talk and have Q&A. And
why don't you turn it into a podcast?
We're excited.
Reaching over here and turn it into a podcast. Another way to reach people. Yeah,
it should be very exciting because it's going to be about promoting brain health and general wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And being proactive instead of reactive, mm-hmm. which is a big change.
We got someone to ask you a question here. Tweeted in, said, you were talking about all these foods, and mm-hmm. I think I'm getting this right. Do these foods help all these 12 or 14 neurological disorders, migraines, Lewy body, dementia, Parkinson's? As a general rule of thumb, do they all help the
and
brain?
And how do they help them?
Okay. Studies, clinical research have shown that if we took a group of patients and put them through this mind diet,
mm-hmm.
this Mediterranean-type diet,
mm-hmm.
and we compared them with a group of patients who is not on the diet,
mm-hmm.
and we followed both groups of patients for a number of years, and at the end of those number of years, we looked and see how many patients developed Alzheimer's
mm-hmm.
from both groups.
Or Parkinson's, or epilepsy. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Is epilepsy just a genetic one? Is that something you develop? Or?
So I can speak specifically for Alzheimer's, because the studies have been on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the group that was on this diet,
mm-hmm.
this Mediterranean-type diet, had, at least in one study, a 53% less likelihood of developing Alzheimer's.
That's huge. That's not 5%.
That's huge.
53.
When you look at the population of people that are suffering from that, that is unbelievable.
Mm.
Like, just by changing your diet over time.
And adding exercise.
And adding exercise, which, yeah, okay.
There are six things you can do for Alzheimer's prevention,
right.
specific to improve brain health.
Mm-hmm.
Six things. Number one, exercise. Half an hour a day of getting your heart going.
Cardio
with that. Okay.
If you walking. Walking.
Yeah.
Lisa's demonstrating it on Facebook for
you. There you go. And if you can't do half an hour a day because your knee hurt, your back hurt, split it up 15 minutes a day. Okay. That gets the heart going. That gets blood to the brain, improves circulation, mm-hmm. right? Anything that improves
so
circulation
simple.
To
okay.
your brain.
Exercise.
Number two, brain exercise.
Yeah, right.
Brain exercise.
Brain puzzles, brain games,
that's
mind
right.
games. Right.
Mind games, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, or just reading, right? Studies have shown that...
Rad plays lots of mind games. I just want
really?
To tell you.
Really? Okay, yeah.
I know. I'm getting a little confused. Only with you. Because you're special.
But the studies have shown that those who have a higher education mm-hmm. have a lower risk of Alzheimer's than those who have a lower education. That has something to do with that brain stimulation, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which and again...
Stimulate your body, stimulate your brain.
Let me just challenge that for a second.
Right.
Okay? Because people say, well, yeah, you know what? I'm always on social media. I'm always engaged with people. I'm always, I'm on the information superhighway. That is not the kind of engagement we're talking about.
Social media
is junk food,
right? It's not about consumption of information.
It's like watching
it's
TV and calling it, engagement.
But what you're talking about, and I think maybe not to sound elitist from the academic side, what you're talking about is deductive reasoning. You're talking about, analytical, following
your brain
a story
work.
Or, multiple.
Don't turn your brain off.
Personalities.
Make it work. Yeah.
Right.
Make it work.
Right.
Make it work. The brain at any age can continue to make new connections.
And you're never too old to start any of this stuff, right? Because that's the other thing you're going to hear. I hear from, you can't change somebody. They're 60. You're never too old to do
that. But we're almost out of
exercise or food.
But we're almost out of time. We got 5 minutes left.
Right.
We get through them all.
So that's number two. Number three, socialization. Studies have shown.
Again, in person, not social media.
So in person, going out, having meals.
Yep.
Going to
clubs.
It's
amazing we have to actually qualify that.
Yeah. Coming here and, talking on the radio. Yeah. Socialization.
Yeah.
Studies have shown that those who socialize.
Great. Now we're going to have to go get a bigger space because everybody's going to show
someone. Exactly.
There's three. We got three more to go.
Okay. So
trying to push you.
So those who socialize have a lower risk of Alzheimer's than those who are at home alone. Mm-hmm. Number four, sleep. Mm-hmm. Sleep is really important.
Huge.
Yeah.
How many hours?
At least six. At least six.
Better seven, even.
Better right? seven.
But at least six.
But not 15.
Yeah, right.
But
you got to be socializing and eating and all that stuff.
That's right.
Not 15 hours of sleep.
So Alzheimer's is associated with a plaque that builds up in our brain. Mm-hmm. It's called the amyloid plaque. Mm-hmm. So amyloid is produced in our brain at an excess more than it should be. So when we sleep, amyloid is being removed.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Actively. That's right.
Awesome.
That's
your
right.
brain's being vacuumed.
That's right. Vacuum when you sleep. That's why you need sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number four. Right? Number five, getting your other medical conditions under control.
Yeah.
Because there are multiple medical conditions
right.
associated with Alzheimer's. If I took 10 patients with Alzheimer's, of those 10, 8 will have high blood pressure.
Oh.
If I took 10 patients with Alzheimer's, 4 will have diabetes.
Mm.
2 or 3 will have heart disease. A whole bunch will have high cholesterol. All these other associated conditions...
And it's a vicious circle, right? Because if you're eating healthier and you're hydrating
right.
and you're sleeping the 7 hours
and exercising
okay,
and socializing,
then you're not dealing with high blood pressure. We are
That's
not
right.
dealing with high cholesterol.
You're short-circuiting all the other
things. Your body weight ratio is not such that it's stopping you from exercising. You're getting it. It's all interconnected.
Everything mm-hmm. is connected.
And it doesn't...
Exactly.
There's no one spot to start. You just got to start somewhere.
Everything is connected
right.
with
yes.
that. And the last...
You only got 3 minutes left to connect. Go
That's
ahead.
Right. And lastly is diet.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest factor because we are what we eat with that. And I know time's short.
Yes.
I do completely free consultations in the office.
Oh, come on. Free consultations?
That's right.
You don't have time to
Well,
do
now
that.
All of a sudden he's got all
Seriously?
The time in the world.
Yeah.
You said the magic word.
Yeah. Free consultations
free.
For brain health. So folks can just go to healthybrainclub.com and there's a phone number.
Give all the websites again.
Healthybrainclub.com is where they can find us for a free consultation.
www.irvineclinical.com.
And the support group, neurological support group?
Is going to be the, that is right now, go to Healthy Brain Club for that. We're starting the website. We'll be starting our own CCA.
And what was Memorial Care and all that?
Memorial Care, home health. And
that's right.
That's us. And Memorial
and
Care.
When do you guys start the Dr. Iggy Show?
Dr. Iggy Show, we put the promotion, the board just approved it. The CCA is our board, so we just approved it. And we're doing I'm project director, so we're making our presentation to the Channel 6 News Group and seeing if we can kick that off for maybe February.
Love to find out more about
That's
it.
Awesome.
Love, I've said,
very excited.
I've been told there's phenomenal TV studio over in Laguna Woods that mm-hmm. gets underutilized.
What's the gentleman's
time.
Name? He's been here before.
Been here once, a long time ago.
John Noel.
Yep. Cool guy.
Love to meet him and talk to him again because maybe there's some way we can help cross promote some of these things and do because we do
Absolutely.
Audio, they do video. I think it's two different ways to reach, tell the same story.
It's very important. I know this support group is, you know, we try to hit all universal things that affect the brain. We talk about diet, all these things, but we also will take it sometimes. We just had an October session on Parkinson's. December was on strokes. So many people come there who have had
strokes. Is this just for people in the community or people anywhere in Orange County can come?
Right now, anywhere in Orange County. So we're meeting.
And how do they find out about the group? Like, is there...
Or the groups.
You can go on and register. Right now, you can go on to the Healthy Brain Club. And inquire about being on the email, and we'll put out email blasts. We're trying to get a newsletter together. 2018, we have a pretty good vision, so there's a lot of things in the works. But start at the Healthy Brain Club, and we'll go from there.
I'm going to add just one thing, and this is sort of a little bit of a new mantra. Not necessarily a new mantra, but something that I kind of formalized as being 2018 to be more conscious of, is everybody out there, information is worthless if you don't share it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay? Information is worthless if you don't share it. Don't be part of that hoarding personality and actually share this information, whatever
it's
it may
mine.
Be.
I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to win and they're going to lose.
The troll standing at the bridge over there looking for a toll, right?
Last man standing.
Seriously, I mean, all of this information is useless, right, if you don't share it. And you have opportunities. We just went through Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. You're interacting with people, probably even in your own household, of multi-generations, right? There's wisdom in the older people. Absorb that. But share this information, because the more people are aware of it, even if they change their lifestyle that is maybe unhealthy in the smallest amount, it has a really serious positive impact on their life and quality of life.
That's right.
Right. So I appreciate you guys both being here. I think we could talk about this all day long.
Yeah.
Right. Recipes, you know, I'm sure that there's some on the Facebook page. You know, it could be actually exciting. Forget about what Paul said. The food can be exciting. It doesn't have to have meat and potatoes.
And what is Louis Body? We brought it up. Somebody wanted to know what Louis Body is.
What is Louis Body?
What is Louis Body, this other group that you...
Louis Body Dementia.
It's not the picture that's outside.
It is a form of dementia.
It's a form of dementia.
Louis Body Dementia.
With that, it's a form of dementia. It is probably the second most common, right behind Alzheimer's.
Yep.
With that.
And yet it's not well known.
What's the difference?
It is diagnosed by what is seen on a brain scan. Mm. Presentations of it, the symptoms of it, is a little bit different than Alzheimer's, at least the initial symptoms. Sometimes it starts off with behavioral changes rather than just memory loss. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it starts off with, you know, agitation and other things of that sort. And, so it's not very...
I'm getting agitated. We don't have more
Parkinson's.
Time to talk about it.
Is it associated with Parkinson's a lot? I know that
there is a Parkinson's dementia as well.
Oh, okay.
And
my mother had that.
Yes.
We never could figure out the connection.
If you notice somebody in your family or somebody that you know is a friend or somebody that's going through that, again, approach them rather than avoid the conversation as being too personal to get there.
Absolutely.
And actually... You know, they can always ignore what you're telling them, but share with them some of these resources. Share with them some of the websites that were shared today and get that information out. It's never too late. You're never too old.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
not normal to basically
that's
have
that's right.
neurological disorders and memory loss.
That's right.
Okay? Do not blame it on aging.
Don't blame it on aging.
Just getting old.
And with Parkinson's, there's big and loud therapies. There's boxing. There's all these different things that you can do that can help with your speech, with your muscle tone. These are movement disorders, and there's little type of syndromes associated with it.
Smells, sound therapy. You know, there's a lot of things that are very innovative that are happening, that are taking place. And I want to give a shout out to our friends at Alzheimer's. They are amazing group there. Jim, Patty, everybody there, they're just phenomenal people. They're very dedicated. We're all in this together. Get that information out. Share it with everybody that you know. Don't be a pain in the ass and share it. But share it, okay? You can talk about other stuff, too.
Hey,
I want to know that you talked about this stuff, too. Okay.
Thank you.
So thank you guys for being here. Thanks, everybody. We're kicking off Rad Life. You guys can come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you guys being here.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gontos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.